You're listening to SBS News.
The spread of the coronavirus shows no signs of slowing down. It has been nearly 6 months since Australia's first case, and now a new treatment option for seriously ill patients has been approved. Health authorities say the antiviral drug remdesivir speeds up the recovery time of coronavirus. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth warns remdesivir is not the saviour to this crisis, nor is it the much-anticipated vaccine.
Remdesivir is an intravenous drug. It has been studied in patients who are hospitalised, who have evidence of lung damage due to coronavirus disease. Important thing to note about any of these medications, of course, is that none of them as yet are a silver bullet. None of the international trials that have been conducted in remdesivir have shown marked results, but they have shown some results that indicate that it might be effective in patients with moderate to severe coronavirus disease.
The approval comes as authorities in New South Wales and Queensland juggle the easing of restrictions while monitoring Victoria's situation. The manufacturer of the remdesivir drug is Gilead Sciences. Its medical director, Dr. Paul Slade, says studies show patients recover 30% faster, which will reduce the burden on hospitals.
It frees up capacity in the health system. It frees up beds. It frees up the time that's needed by hospital staff.
Some health experts have expressed concerns over the United States stockpiling of the drug. Stuart Ralph is a biochemist from the University of Melbourne. He fears there is minimal supply remaining for Europe and the rest of the world to acquire.
I think that's very disturbing, and I think we need to think about how we make sure that that doesn't happen in the likely event of a vaccine being developed.
However, Gilead revealed it has donated 1.5 million vials of remdesivir worldwide, including to Australia, and it expects to have more stock available by September. Meanwhile, in the coronavirus-stricken state of Victoria, authorities are working tirelessly to contain more than 100 outbreaks. And new testing sites have been opened in areas under Stage 3 lockdown. Premier Daniel Andrews says authorities are working hard.
We have 1,300 people that are in our public health team. That's more than has ever been the case. There are 300 plus people from interstate. This is a clear strategy. There are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people working every hour of every day to deliver this strategy. But they can't do it on their own. I can't do it without you.
Health officials also identified one of the strategy ambitions is to provide a testing site to every person within a 10-kilometre radius of their home within metropolitan Melbourne. It comes as a popular supermarket in Melbourne's northwest was shut down after 4 staff members tested positive to the virus. Mr. Andrews is urging Victorians to obey the rules on the first weekend of reinstated stay-at-home orders and not to lose faith in the system.
I know it is very frustrating and it is not the place that we want it to be in, but it's a clear strategy. It will work, but only if every single Victorian and the whole community that'll ultimately benefit from that strategy. It only works if we all play our part. And it's the simple stuff, the common sense, just doing the right thing, the smart thing. That's how we will get to the other side of this. This is not an ordinary weekend. It is anything but that.
New cases have emerged associated with the Al-Taqwa Islamic School just outside of Melbourne. The college has defended its hygiene and distancing measures as parents demand answers about how the cluster developed so rapidly. It had one case on June 27, but now has surpassed 100. Victoria's health officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says this particular outbreak is concerning.
Certainly the Al-Taqwa outbreak had a lot of school-aged children. It's our biggest cluster of cases. The risks there were both in school and out of school, and the physical distancing that was occurring at school wasn't ideal.
As military personnel help police officers safeguard border checkpoints, Dr. Coatsworth is reminding Victorians not to look for loopholes in avoidance of Stage 3 restrictions.
Well, I think the important thing is that we've now introduced a number of measures in the past week that we know are very effective. We will eventually see a plateau. We know that this works. It's worked where there have been second peaks worldwide. It will work in Australia.
Meanwhile, wearing masks has been encouraged when in areas where social distancing is not possible. Victoria's Health Department has issued a tutorial on how to effectively use face masks.
It's why we're recommending that everyone in areas with Stage 3 restrictions wear a mask when outside their homes and if they're unable to physically distance. If you need to leave home and can't keep 1.5 metres apart, wearing a mask will provide you with a physical barrier to coronavirus, protecting you and those around you. The types of masks available for use in the community include cloth masks and single-use face masks, commonly called surgical masks. I recommend a cloth mask made of 3 layers of a mix of breathable fabrics to ensure adequate protection. Cloth masks are inexpensive, simple to make, and easy to use.
Meanwhile, there's been another COVID-19 fatality in Australia following the death of a man in his 90s. It takes the national coronavirus death toll to 107. Of the 216 new cases in Victoria, 30 of them are linked to known outbreaks and more than 180 remain under investigation. 49 patients are in hospital and 15 of them are in intensive care units. And you can keep up to date with coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.